Hi friends, I'm Grace from Future ADHD, and instead of sending an email again with this information, I thought I would actually send you a voice note. So welcome. If you're wondering why I'm suddenly making what feels like a podcast episode, I am kind of testing out the waters, and I've actually decided, and I'm very excited to announce a very secret thing that no one else knows about. So if you're listening to this, you're the first to hear, but I'm going to be launching a podcast in January 2023. So that's only about a month away. And it's kind of going to cover a whole bunch of things that I've been reading and learning about ADHD brains and how we can kind of work with them instead of against them. So I'll be speaking to therapists, behavioral scientists, occupational therapists, and other people who use the planner in their everyday life, and finding out like how they use it. And I'll also be bringing you research and learnings that I've kind of come across about neurobiology and inner child work and unconscious programming and somatic therapy and a whole bunch of other really, really fascinating and new ways that we can think about our ADHD brains and how we can start to work with them, not against them. It's going to be awesome. I'm really pumped. I bought a podcast microphone, which if you're on Instagram, you would have seen me share. And I'm also creating this self-care resource for December, which is a free sort of really concise tips and tricks and mindset shifts around self-care for ADHD brains. And I want to create this for December so that you can kind of use this as a mini little push to get you through the craziest month of the year, which frankly feels a lot like a practical joke to put such a busy month full of, you know, workplace parties and commitments and wrap up events and school concerts and, you know, Christmas shopping and all of the rest of it, and to then have kids, you know, who are at school coming home for school holidays or vacation, as they call it in America. And all of that mixed together and mixed with the already tired and exhausted and overwhelmed ADHD brain is just, it's just a lot. So that's what I'm working on. I put out an email, which you probably read, or if you're listening to this, maybe you missed it. Basically, I put out an email kind of sharing that I wanted to make a resource around self-care. And a lot of people actually responded and said that it was funny because I put the vomit emoji in the email headline. And that kind of resonated with a lot of people, because often self-care can just feel like this woo-woo, weird, hard, specific, elusive topic that maybe only Instagram influencers with 150,000 people who live in Bali are good at, but I could never be good at. And I actually feel like the word self-care has almost lost a lot of meaning for me because it's so overused. So I'm calling it nervous system nourishment. And I'm going to be creating a free resource with some really accessible and doable steps. And I'm going to be integrating it with the planner as well. So if you have parts of your self-care and habit tracking pages that you haven't used yet or you haven't known how to use, we'll be integrating those too. So that's where I'm at. I wanted to kind of reflect a little the response that I got to the email I sent out, because I think it's really helpful to hear that you're not the only one struggling with these blocks towards self-care, particularly at this time of the year. And I just also want to note that if you can hear background noise, that is most definitely my kids. So yes, like you, maybe with the chaos in your home, with the people around you, I'm also living in the thick of it. I have a 1-year-old and a 7-year-old, and my 7-year-old is homeschooled. So we spend 24/7 with both of them, which is both delightful and wonderful and also, frankly, terrifying at times. So I get it. I understand. And I wanted to share a few of the responses that I got from people and sort of just give you an insight into what this self-care resource, this free resource that I'm putting out in, let's just say, about a week. So that's sort of around the 12th of December, what that's going to sort of include and whether it might be right for you. And I mean, it's free, so you've kind of got nothing to lose. So when I put out that email with the vomit emoji, as I said, it got a really big response, actually. I got about 60 emails back, which I sort of spent the next few days responding to and replying to everyone. And I think I've responded to everyone, and there's still a couple of emails coming in. There were some really big themes that came from those emails, and I just found it really fascinating. So I wanted to share those with you. So people kind of mentioned that they struggle with having too many options for self-care and having analysis paralysis leading to overwhelm. They kind of were sharing that maybe when they were trying to do self-care, maybe with a bath or a meditation or lying in the sun, getting some vitamin D, they always had to have stimulation. They had to have a podcast or an audiobook or music playing. And they wondered, you know, why can't I just be able to sit in silence with no stimulation? People kind of talked about being so exhausted at the end of a work day or being with their kids that they just defaulted to scrolling on their phones. They feel like they have so many sort of tasks on their to-do list, care tasks around the house, errands, work commitments, childcare commitments, school commitments, that they just have no time for themselves, that their self-care ends up at the bottom of the list. They struggle with consistency and routine. People mentioned that sometimes they feel like self-care, they just have it on their list to tick the box, but it doesn't really feel like it does anything. It just sort of more feels like a chore. And people talked about that there's just too many steps, too many options. They have to have all of these supplies, these expensive kind of fancy skincare products or technological devices. And it feels like there's this sort of like proper way to do it. And if you don't have all of the gear, then you're not going to be able to do it. And then there's also like the kind of the doozy, which is that they don't feel like they deserve self-care because maybe they haven't been working hard enough, or they haven't, you know, there's always a pile of washing or, you know, the dishwasher to stack or the kids to read to or whatever it might be. So, yeah, I mean, say no more. That's kind of, I think, how we're all feeling. And then I think December is like the volume knob, you know, on the world. If there was a volume knob, it's like, it's way past the green zone, the orange zone. It's way into the red zone. Like, it's just overloading our system. It's just too much happening. So I have kind of taken all of that and it's mixed around in like the mush of my brain. And I am thinking about how I'm going to help you and whether I can help you. But I feel pretty certain that I can at least give some starting points, some mindset shifts, some prompts, and what you do with that is up to you. And I have a few things that have worked really surprisingly well for me. And I think I want to explain more of why that is and how that relates to nourishing your nervous system. So I've got a good problem right now in that I've actually like sat down and written pages and pages and pages of notes. And now I have to kind of distill that down into something that is not overwhelming and is accessible and doesn't give you too many steps, but kind of just lets you taste and find some kind of more instant or at least quicker results that will get you through December. And then maybe in January and moving onwards, I can sort of prepare a bigger self-care resource. So that's where my head's at. If you have any questions, if you have any comments or responses to this, please feel free to shoot me an email back. I would love to hear from you, especially because I am still in the process of kind of churning out this creation and trying to get it out to you. But, you know, as I said, around the 12th of December, so that it's useful at this time of year. And I've also asked the people who responded, the 60 people who responded, I asked them, would they prefer sort of like a bingeable, self-paced, like consume it on your own as fast or as slowly as you want? Or would you prefer it as like almost like I email you every day for a week, just giving you a little prompt and then you kind of use that as your reminder? So far, people are kind of 50-50. So I think I'm going to try and give you both if that's possible. So if you want the reminders, if you want the emails to kind of prompt the journey and to kind of keep you in the pocket, in the zone, that's cool. And then also if you're, you know, I want to hyper-focus on this, I want to just devote all of my Saturday night to just binging everything and just immersing myself, which frankly is exactly what I would do if this was my option to choose, then yeah, you can do that too. So I'm excited. I love the idea of just creating a podcast for you guys as well and sharing more. But for now, I will just leave it here and email me back or message me on Instagram at futureADHD, future.ADHD. And I'd love to hear from you. And I will be in touch really soon with this free self-care for ADHD brains, nervous system nourishment resource. I'm excited. Bye.